trainees. So some of you will have seen this diagram before. I think it's fairly clear, but I'll take you through it. You've got the initial surgical training, CT1, CT2 in the generality of surgery. You've then got the second stage, which is the intermediate, that is years ST3 and 4, and that the focus there is on general surgery. You've then got final stage 1, which is ST5 and 6, which is a combination of general and breast, so you can see that you're now moving into the realm of subspecialty training. And then in the final 2 years, that is ST7 and 8, you could, if you want, have the option of practicing exclusively in your subspecialty. So you can see, looking at this training framework, the training in your subspecialty is now given much greater focus than it ever has been in the past, where training was somewhat ad hoc and wherever you could find it. And of course, there is still scope of post-CCT training. All of this is underpinned by the assessment process, which is the ARCP process, and of course the achievement of the CCT, which happens at the end of 6 years training, that is in years 7 and 8. Where does the FRCS sit in this? Well, it's difficult to know because it seems to move around, or at least the discussion about where